Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. That's ageofthecustomer.com. Douglas Obey is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He spells his last name O-B-E-Y, pronounces it Obey. He's the author of Money, the Human Condition, Money and the Human Condition, I should say. He's a financial planner, financial expert, decades of experience helping people just like you and me. Doug, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website, tell us how the book's available?
Yeah, sure, Jim. Thank you. You can go to my website. That's DougObey.com. That's DougObey.com. And at the top of the page, just click the book button, and then that'll bring you to another page and click the Amazon app, and it'll take you directly to my book.
There you go, and you can find it all right there. So Doug, we're talking about, I want you to talk to us about our relationship with money. This is one thing you talk about a lot in the book. One of the things that I've tried to remind people about is I've learned in my long career, my long life, and that is that if you can't be happy without money and stuff, you're probably not going to be happy if you get money and stuff. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you. As a matter of fact, I used to teach some courses, and what I would start is by writing on the board, be responsible today toward the future. All right. Basically, what I was saying there is don't spend beyond your means. Save or invest what you can. All right. The key to building wealth is living below your means. Mm-hmm. If I had to tell anyone anything, that would be it. Mm-hmm. All right. But then the next thing I put on the board was don't sacrifice today for the future. Too many of us spend a life working for whatever we can accumulate. And yet we miss our life.
Mm, you got to live your life. One exception I would make to you, especially for young people, with regard to living beyond your means, if I had to break that rule for young people, it would be around acquiring a home. And only for like 2 or 3 or 4 years. In other words, in the early days, as you know, acquiring a home, you might buy a little more home than you can afford. You know, you might have to stretch and do without a little bit some other things. But when in three or four years, that house payment is going to be a much smaller part of your income, and that would be the only time I'd make an exception. What do you think about that?
Well, I would agree with you, except not to make yourself house poor. I would say you want to stretch yourself to where you can comfortably still live, and that goes to my second point. You don't want to sacrifice today for the future. In other words, you want to continue to be able to live and enjoy life.
But you can reorder your priorities too, can't you?
Oh, of course you can.
For example, if you say, okay, if we buy this house, it's more than we can afford. But not if we don't take a vacation for the next 3 years. Are we willing to sacrifice 3 years of vacations to get in a little better house that will, you know, that will be good for us long term? What do you think about that?
I would absolutely agree with you, except I would suggest don't go without the vacations. Just make the vacations far more affordable. For example, you don't have to go to, you know, Bermuda.
Right.
You can take a ride to the, you know, to the coast.
Right.
And rent a small cottage for a fifth of the price, you know. But you still have that memory. You still have that enjoyment.
That's a good point. So, what do you tell small business owners? You know, Doug, our businesses have their hands out all the time, wanting all the cash. They want everything, and you know the business is like a teenager. It always needs more money. How do you help small business owners develop a portfolio in addition to their business?
Well, one way is if in fact they have a physical structure, which these days, you know, there's so many businesses now that are simply a website, all right? But if you have a physical structure, striving to purchase the property, right, in that physical structure will always, you know, help toward attaining wealth. Hey, I the only way I ever attained any degree of wealth was having other people work for me. Now, whether you do that in a small business or you do that in a piece of real estate and rent it out, or if you rent it to yourself, then obviously the rent you're paying is paying it to yourself.
Right.
So no matter how you do things, you have to understand in capitalism, and it promotes self-interest, and self-interest promotes innovation and creativity. And if you can create a situation where you're employing others, whether you look at it in business, that's fairly obvious, and every employee should contribute to the business more than their cost, otherwise your business is going to fail. All right, and I think a lot of employees don't understand that, and employers sometimes get wrapped up in the emotions of liking their employees and not seeing more from a business point of view. But I've bought a lot of real estate in my time, and my book goes into many anecdotes of how that played itself out. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good.
And for my small business audience, Doug, I folks, I think that's a really important part of his book for us, because a whole lot of small business portfolios include a lot of real estate. At least I encourage you to do that, and I think Doug agrees with me, or he wouldn't have so much of it in his book. The book is called Money and the Human Condition by Douglas Obey, O-B-E-Y. He pronounces it Obey. Hey, Doug, come back soon. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.